This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
It was such a beautiful mass. I got to confess to you, you know, obviously here in the central time zone, this is the middle of the night, but I felt called to get up early and to witness it, to see it with my own eyes and to take in the sights and the sounds and watch it here on the Relevant Radio app and on the website. So I got to at least get a taste of it. Nothing like what you got to see there on the ground in Rome. Can you give us your witness? You know, a little bit of the feeling of what it was like in St. Peter's Square for this beautiful Requiem Mass for Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presided by his successor, Pope Francis.
Yes, indeed. Well, John, first of all, that's really amazing that you were able to be there live.
I did it for JP too, so I figured it's the least I could
do. Yeah. That is so, well, that's beautiful. And I want to tell you, too, that you and our Relevant Radio family were also in my heart as my husband John and I were there in St. Peter's Square this morning. And there was quite a mood in the square. First of all, people camped out last night. People slept out in order to be at the beginning of the line so that they could be as close as possible during the Mass. People, of course, came from throughout Europe and different parts of the world in order to be here and participate. There were 3,900 priests who celebrated the Mass this morning. It was so exciting to see the sea of white of the priests in their white vestments and white surplices. We sat right in that area with them this morning. There were 450 bishops amongst those celebrating as well. And it was so interesting because there was such a mood of reverence, also respect, which is interesting. And the reality is that when St. Peter's Square is busy, when there's tourists flocking around, you don't always get that same feeling of respect. But today it was there, and also a beautiful sense of silence throughout the liturgy as during this somber day, people seemed to be very deep in prayer. It was interesting because it was a foggy day today, John. And so we get these days every now and then that's so foggy that we can't see the dome of St. Peter's Basilica. And that's always a bit disconcerting when you walk towards the Basilica and the dome is just gone. But it was funny, during the Our Father, the sun came out for just a short time and started burning away some of that fog.
Doesn't surprise me, Ashley. That is not an accident.
Right? Right?
And a God incident.
Indeed. A God wink. And it was about 53 degrees. So it's a bit cooler today than we've had in these past days, but comfortable for everyone who you know, was out there and there for hours and hours, of course, waiting. And people held up banners. They held up banners that said, "Thank you, Pope Benedict." Of course, there were Santo Subito, Saint Immediately banners as well. And today, Pope Francis spoke about in his homily, he spoke about the wisdom and the tenderness and the devotion of Pope Benedict. And he also prayed that all of us would have that same kind of wisdom, tenderness, devotion. And we prayed together that the joy of Pope Benedict XVI would be complete as he would now be hearing the voice of God forever and ever. And of course, that is our prayer. And that's what Pope Benedict XVI asked us to continue to pray for his soul on this journey that he's on right now. So the Mass, as you mentioned, John, indeed, Pope Francis was there. He presided. The Mass was actually celebrated by Cardinal Bray, he used to be actually the head of the Congregation for Bishops. And his time there overlapped with some of the papacy of Pope Benedict XVI. So he knew him from those days. So it was a significant thing. We expected to see Pope Francis actually participate in some of the rites, that he was going to bless the coffin at the end with holy water and use the incense, although he did not. It was more of a last minute decision. He instead stayed in his wheelchair. But a very moving moment that we did see was that as the papal chamberlains, the pallbearers, took and lifted Pope Benedict's coffin, walked it up the stairs of St. Peter's Basilica there, Pope Francis stood on top of the stairs, got out of the wheelchair, and blessed the coffin, put his hand onto the top, laid his head down on top, and took a moment of silence. So that was certainly a moving moment. And then as the pallbearers continued on their way, the crowd broke out in applause along with the chant of Benedetto, Benedetto, and then they clap. And so there was just, as I said, it was just a morning of hope, John.
It was such a beautiful Requiem Mass. I was impressed by Pope Francis repeating the words and meditating on the words of our Lord Jesus, one of those final seven mm-hmm. words on the cross, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, as he was remembering the spirit of Pope Francis, of Pope Benedict,
yes,
I should say.
Of Pope Benedict, yeah. And in fact, he tied that into the suffering that Pope Benedict endured during his lifetime and how quietly he did that. And he said, Pope Francis today said that feeding the sheep means loving, and loving means being ready to suffer. And we certainly saw Pope Benedict very gracefully taking on that kind of suffering. And as he promised us that he would do at his retirement, we can only expect that this was offered especially for the church.
Well, Ashley, there is so much to talk about when it comes to the life and legacy of Pope Benedict XVI. You've experienced it. You've lived it. You've been there on the front lines. Your final thoughts on this special, this historic day?
Yes, John. You know, one thing that's very striking is that you probably noticed that the gospel was laid on top of the coffin of Papa Benedetto, and it was open there throughout the funeral mass. And I realized how significant that was, because if you go to a funeral of a head of state, right, they'll lay the national flag across the coffin. But instead, the gospel being there was the identity of our Pope. And so it seemed so significant and so perfect. And, you know, now, of course, we will miss not having him there in the gardens, knowing that he's not there praying, but now his prayers are more powerful than they ever could have been. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity when we can visit him again in his new site of interment, when he will be laid in the grottos underneath the main floor of St. Peter's Basilica, in the same spot where his beloved predecessor, Pope St. John Paul II, was first laid, and Pope St. John the 23rd was laid before him. So again, I will continue to pray for our Relevant Radio family when I have the opportunity to visit, and to offer all of our intentions right there at his feet, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Noronha every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.